You're listening to the Barry Egan tapes here on News Talk. I'm Barry Egan from the Sunday Independent, and I'm talking with Damien Dempsey. Damien, you've often talked about your music in terms of healing. When did that process start for you?
I'd say it was about 12, 15 years ago. I realised that I hadn't done it in a while. I used to sit in my bed when I was feeling blue, you know, and just sing, get the guitar and sing songs and play. I'd always feel better afterwards, you know. And I'd stopped doing it for years and years, and then I was just feeling really blue when I'd done it. I sat down and I just felt, oh God, I feel better. That's after really helping me there. I just feel much lighter. So I realised that what I was always doing, playing music, was kind of healing myself, you know.
The album you wrote in was it 2000? They Don't Teach This Shit at Home.
Yeah.
What was the Damien Dempsey like in 2000 who wrote that album?
In 2000 who wrote that album? A lot less, sorry, a lot more insecure I would have been, yeah.
But still now, I think one of your strengths is that you're quite willing to be vulnerable in your music and in your world.
Absolutely,
which is a strength, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd be fairly like, I'd be strong in some ways and tough in some ways, but fairly very soft in others, you know.
What ways are you soft?
I'll give you an example. I went to see a movie called The Dog's Purpose. I was crying all the way through.
What's it about?
It was a kind of kids movie. I'm often crying films and that, you know.
Yeah. You find it quite cleansing, don't you?
I do, yeah. I just cry very easily, you know. Cry very easily. But I feel great after it, you know. You always feel brilliant after a good cry.
What are you cleansing?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I'd probably take on a lot of the world's grievances, you know.
And were you always like that?
Yeah. Always very empathetic, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of empathy. A lot of empathy, you know.
Where does that come from? Some people aren't like that.
You're sort of born. Some people are just born. They can't feel any. They don't give a shit like about not feeling any, you know, because they can't.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people are in power. So I think we should do a psychopathy test for people, you know. If you're a pure psychopath, you shouldn't be allowed to be in power.
Are you going to run for the park?
No, I'm a bard. I'll stick to... You know, I think we all in the tribe, we all had, you know, we were all looked at from young people, and, you know, the elders would look at us and see what was our attribute, you know, what was our skill. We'd all have our certain thing that we were better at than other people, you know. So I think I found mine, and I kind of know my weaknesses as well, you know.
What are your weaknesses?
There'd be loads of weaknesses, you know. Loads of them. Fear of heights.
But joking aside, there was one fascinating thing, well, many fascinating things you've said was, I'm still fighting my mind. The demons come to me.
Mm.
Are you still fighting your demons?
It would be, yeah.
What are they? And how do they come to you?
Overthinking, I suppose, you know. And getting down about the world, what's going on in the world. Getting down about people suffering and that, you know. Stuff like that.
And would your mother ever say to you, look, it's great to feel like that, but you can only take so much on board?
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever say that to yourself?
I do. I do, yeah. Don't be looking at the problems, you know. Look for solutions, I suppose, you know. And just realise that all you can really do is just look after the people in your immediate, circle. And if you give off a positive message and you treat people right, you know, treat them good, that ripple will spread out, you know. So, you know, try and make a good example for younger people.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know. And if you can do a little bit, if you have a bit of extra spare cash, you can sponsor a kid, you know, out in a very poor country. That's what I sponsored a couple of kids.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel like you're making a little bit of change. You can change the world in a small way, you know.
Yeah. And do you still have difficulties dealing with depression?
I just had lots of ways to get around it, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of ways to get around it.
Swimming,
yeah, in the sea. But even if you go up to your ankles, you know. Or if you're not near the sea.
You're taller than most people, so like that's probably
up your neck.
Up to my neck, you know.
But if you're not near the sea, a little river or a lake or something, you know, just get in and up to your ankles, paddle. And all the nutrients of the water will go into your system and you'll be just close to Mother Nature, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting close to nature. Or just even on a bit of grass in your bare feet. It's called grounding, they call it.
And do you do that often?
Oh, yeah, a bit of grass out the back. You just get out there in your bare feet, you know.
Yeah.
And the air sort of comes up through you and sort of heals a lot of inflammation and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. It's a lot of why people are sick, inflammation. But lots of scientists in America now are, you know, looking at the Native Americans. They've always grounded. They've always said the earth will tail you, you know, just go onto the earth, get your body on the earth, and it sort of comes up through you and heals you. You know, now scientists have, they've looked at it scientifically and they've realised it's true. So stuff like that, you know. And exercise, you know, that really helps. When meditation as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Singing.
Yeah. Crying.
Yeah, crying, yeah. There's lots of stuff, writing, you know, writing a short story or writing a poem. Or.
And is it like getting the thoughts, if the, you have some sort of troubling thoughts, it's better to get them out of your head onto the page. Is that the philosophy, that's better out than in?
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's like cleansing yourself, you know, when you get it down on paper. As well as that, there's stuff like, it was actually banned in this country when Brian Kelm was Minister for Health. He banned 5-HTP, which is a naturally occurring serotonin that's in an African root called Griffonia. That's for mild stuff, you know. If you have the really bad stuff, you're probably going to need.
Did you ever have the really bad stuff?
I did for a year when I was younger. When I was younger, I had it really bad. About 6 months. Wasn't nice.
How did you get through that?
I started going to meditation.
Yeah.
My mother encouraged me to go to meditation classes. And as soon as I was able to switch off the head, you know, for even 5 minutes, the clouds parted. And that was my way back. So that was great.
Can I ask you how you feel when you sing the words to Chris and Stevie, like, I'm missing you today? Extremely sad song.
Yeah. Well, I was sang it there in the Ivy Gardens and I was crying all the way through the song. Trying to just be able to get through the song, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just sometimes it just hits you when you're singing that song. You know, the memories come back of your pals and
What are the memories?
Just memories of having a bit of crack with them, you know. That's a line in the song is, what I would give to see you smiling back at me, you know, and what I wouldn't do for one last laugh with you, you know.
So, I don't want to see, I mean, I'd cry if you want to, but I don't want to make you cry, but could you give us a few lines? Could you sing a few lines from the song?
My buddy Stevie, I loved him well. We had some laugh, he was sound as a bell. Our little lives, they ran parallel. He played with fire and got burnt as hell. And I'm remembering little things we'd done. We'd bunk the train out to the beach in the sun. We'd steal some ice pops and laughing run. In through the sand dunes with finger guns. But one day Stevie got bitten by a bug. He was fascinated by the life of the thug. He felt a weakling and he craved some power. But the thug's existence can soon turn sour. I'm missing you today. I'm missing you today. What I would give to see you smiling back at me. And what I wouldn't do for one last laugh with you. My buddy Chris, he was quiet but tough. And to his face you wouldn't call him a puff. We done the boxing and had many's the scrap. To this young warrior I'll tip my cap. In Celtic times it wasn't seen as wrong, until the Roman Empire with the shame came along. They called this love evil and they done much harm. But if you're hurting no one, you'll be in God's arms. Well, Chris and Stevie, I miss you both. To my young people cut down from a rope, and it breaks my heart that you went so far. To all you people, be proud of who you are.
That's beautiful, Damien.
Thanks, buddy. You put me on the spot there, but sure.
What's the last line of that song again? The "Be proud of who you are."
Yeah.
Just remind me. One of the songs you sing, you say, "I feel the hate in my land for who I am." What did you mean by that?
I feel the hate in my own land against me for who I am.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it'd be hated, like, because you are, you know, be kind of looked down on because you're working class. And sometimes in the country, it'd be hated because you're from Dublin. Sometimes if you went up the north, you'd be hated because you were a Catholic, you know. Or sometimes be hated because you're from the south, a free stater. And it goes both ways, you know. For all the people I mentioned there, they'd be hated by someone from my community as well, you know. So it goes both ways. So.
Did you think you got discriminated against as a kid because you're from Donegal?
Sometimes the way you spoke or, you know, where you were from would influence, all right, yeah. Getting a job sometimes, all right, yeah. Luckily, in the music, you're your own boss, you know, and you can make your own path, and so you don't have to be asking people for a job, you know.
And be proud of who you are.
Be proud of who you are, yeah.
So you weren't tempted, the management weren't telling you to go to elocution lessons and start singing like someone else.
A lot of people
like
said,
Damien Albarn or something.
A lot of people said, what are you singing in that accent for, you know? And that was people from all backgrounds, even working class backgrounds, saying, you know,
what are you singing like that for? You're very common.
I said, so are you.